Have you started this day black and blue? When your feet hit the floor, were you defeated before you even began? And not at the hands of anyone else, but your own. I can beat myself up over pretty much anything. I'm sure if you had the time, I could go through a very long list. It would begin with the surface stuff, like how my jeans fit a bit tighter after all the honey buns I've eaten during this pandemic. You don't even want to know how many times I rewashed a load of clothes simply because I hadn't taken the ones out of the dryer when they were warm and unwrinkled. It's true. You might possibly be shocked at how many hours I've allowed my girls to play Minecraft and watch YouTube. I could seriously create a pillow out of the dog hair that often covers the floor of my home. The pile of dishes in my sink at times over the past 2 months could seriously rival the Leaning Tower of Pisa. That's just the tip of the iceberg of the stuff I beat myself up over. And if you've ever seen a picture of an iceberg, you know the biggest part lies beneath the water. What's beneath the surface that I beat myself up over looks more like old tapes I've been playing in my mind, lies I'm believing, or wounding words that were spoken over me or about me. Past failures, current struggles, fears, and insecurities all lie beneath the surface. It's all of those things that can snowball in my heart and my mind and result in me beating myself up. I think we all fall into that trap at times, maybe even more so these days. I discovered what I end up doing is walking in my shame more than I walk in victory. And that is not who I am, and it's not who you are. Romans 8:37. Know in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Did you hear that? We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I don't regularly use the word conqueror, especially as I battle thoughts in my head that I'm not enough, but I am loved by God and nothing can separate me from that love. Because of Christ, I am a conqueror. That literally means over and above victory, a super duper awesome conqueror. That is who I am in Christ today and every day. No matter what my sink looks like, no matter what still remains on my to-do list, no matter what's in my past or what I've horribly failed at, I am victorious because of Christ. That's the truth. Don't live another minute black and blue. Stop beating yourself up. God loves you. Trust Jesus with your heart and walk in the truth of who you are. I'm Lori Klein.